Along Fifth Avenue in Pittsburgh's Oakland neighborhood, there's a massive temple to science. And if you like frozen orange juice, skinless hot dogs, or good air quality, you can thank the researchers who have worked there over the years. For our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley looks at the history of the Mellon Institute, and if a long-held rumor about one of the building's columns is true.
It is now ready to serve mankind, one of the greatest centers of its kind in the world, whose laboratories are equipped with ultra-modern devices for the advancement of science. Air hygiene is an
That tape is from a video created by Carnegie Mellon University that details the history and construction of the Mellon Institute. That history begins in the early 1900s, when brothers Andrew and Richard Mellon first heard of a young chemistry professor named Robert Kennedy Duncan.
Robert Kennedy Duncan was creating fellowships for scientists to do contract work for industry. So, you know, applied science, not theoretical science.
Paul Tellers is an architect who spent much of his career at CMU, where he became familiar with the Mellon Institute.
The Mellon brothers wanted, as you know, they had some money, and they wanted to put their money on industrial development. And they thought scientific advancement, the way Duncan was doing it, these fellowships, were a really good idea.
In 1913, they created the Mellon Institute at a temporary lab at the University of Pittsburgh, offering industrial fellowships. Over the next few years, the program expanded, as did the research staff and space required to conduct their experiments. So, in 1927, the Mellon brothers bought land near the Cathedral of Learning. They tapped Benno Janssen, a well-known architect who had previously worked on the Pittsburgh Athletic Association and the William Penn Hotel. Teller says they wanted to make sure the building was state-of-the-art on the inside and show the grandeur of the operation on the outside.
So they decided to go to a Greek Parthenon model.
It's what's called a peristyle type building, with 62 columns on all four sides. They needed space for labs, an auditorium, and meeting rooms, so they built four stories below ground and four above. But back to those columns. They are massive.
These are single pieces of stone, almost 40 feet tall. Single pieces of limestone quarried in Indiana and brought to Pittsburgh on special rail cars.
There's also a local urban legend that an extra column was once buried in nearby land by the Cathedral of Learning. That prompted CMU collections archivist Emily Davis and several other Good Question askers to write in about them.
The sort of extra column mystery has been like plaguing me since I started here, you know, and the rumors of there being an extra column, and if there was, where was it buried?
The thing is, there probably is not an extra column. The columns are incredibly heavy, and the country was in the middle of the Great Depression. According to Pitt history professor Thomas J. Morton, it was unlikely that they'd make any more than needed, because it was expensive, and the transportation process from Indiana was challenging. The Mellon Institute was completed in 1937. Emily Davis says that while the building itself looked spectacular, what was taking place inside was equally as impressive.
Research that was taking place there with rubber, synthetics, or various different like sleeping bags for the Navy, you know, or for the, you know, U.S. Army.
Outside of the hired researchers, the Mellon Institute also had a large support staff, a mechanic shop, a glassblowing shop, experts in almost anything you can imagine. The Mellon Institute merged with Carnegie Tech, now CMU, in the 1960s. And Davis says in addition to federal and manufacturing research contracts, there was really a vast spread of work taking place.
You had a lot of like early driverless car technology being developed, a lot of automation and robotics being developed to sort of help the airline industry and the newspaper industries automate their workflows.
These days, you'll still find research happening at the Mellon Institute, and until 2006, it held the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center. It showed up in Batman's The Dark Knight Rises, which was shot in Pittsburgh in 2011, but often if you'll pass by, you'll see it being used as the backdrop for prom, graduation, or wedding photos. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.